Recently, Ed Sarath, trumpet player, flugelhornist, and founder of Jazz Studies at the University of Michigan, along with pianist Alan Rowe, came to WEMU to discuss the celebration of 25 years of jazz studies at the University of Michigan. Sarath began the program in 1987 and quickly realized that he would need help to establish the University of Michigan's presence on the national scene in jazz education, and that is when pianist Ellen Rowe joined him. She is now the chair of the department. Between the two, they have established a leadership role in jazz studies in the Ann Arbor area, complementing the programs at Eastern Michigan University, Washtenaw Community College, Concordia University, and all the area public schools. Sarath explained the initial spark and inspiration.
I was appointed to start a program in jazz studies, and that was 1987. I'm the founding chair of the department, but Ellen is currently the chair. I came in with basically the template that we've come to realize, and the idea was that We would have this grounding in jazz, but we would use this as kind of a launching pad for a broader creative kind of exploration and engagement. So we really, from the very beginning, we've done something that now we do on a much larger scale. But even at the beginning, we did it to an extent that was not often matched, and that is we involved a lot of classical musicians.
We asked Dr. Sarath to elaborate on the difference between the University of Michigan Jazz Studies and previously established programs.
We bridge mainstream jazz offerings, large and small ensembles and improvisation and arranging and composition classes, with approaches to improvisation that are on the outer edges of jazz.
To illustrate the many approaches to jazz composition and studies at the University of Michigan, here is Leaving Paris by alumnus David Luther. Again, Ed Sarath.
We're one of the few, I think it's safe to say, we're one of the few institutions or programs that deals with this in any kind of significant way. You have pockets of it happening here and there. And then, of course, we have the BFA and the Contemplative Studies, Consciousness Studies work. That is really where we're alone in that.
Big bands are important to a university program. For over 25 years, the University of Michigan Big Band has grown and developed. Ed Sarath explained the beginning and what we experience today as directed by Dennis Wilson and Ellen Rowe.
Well, we didn't have a big band, or we had one that was directed by a graduate student. But that lasted 2 or 3 years, and then we started coming full circle with it, and now we have... We were able to then, when the time was right, devote our proper attention to that. And now we have one of the top big band programs to be found. So,
Thad Jones' Lowdown by the University of Michigan Jazz Ensemble, directed by Ellen Rowe. Ellen Rowe talked about helping the students find their unique voice.
Oh, it's night and day. I mean, of course, we're all still concerned about rigor and students learning to play their instruments well, and they have to cover all the same terrain the classical players have to cover in terms of technique and sound and things like that. But beyond that, they have to have such a thorough knowledge of theory and have such well-developed ears and have some piano skills. And they have to memorize all this repertoire, not just the notes to the melody, but they have to memorize the chord changes and how they move, and they have to learn all this different language. And once they've internalized all the language of the great masters who came before them, then they have to figure out what they personally have to say. And you as a teacher have to figure out how to encourage that. And, you know, it could be easy to say, well, play this lick here and play this pattern here. But a jazz educator with integrity is not going to do that. You know, you're going to try to feed them things and, you know, maybe have them do some transcribing. And but you want them composing. You want them to find their own voice. So it's a really interesting balancing act. But we've got some amazing students who, you know, inspire us.
One of the students Alan encouraged was Tyler Duncan, an improvisational whistler. Here is May Morning Dew featuring Tyler Duncan. Rowe on Tyler Duncan.
Tyler Duncan, the first whistle player ever to low whistle, to probably, I think it's safe to say he's the first low whistle player, at least in the United States, to ever enter a jazz program. And this is one of the many wonderful things about our program is that we are open to accepting whistle players and Celtic violinists and you name it. So
there have been quite a few events already this week, but you still have time to experience many free concerts, including an alumni reunion on Wednesday, December 5th at Stamps Auditorium at 8 p.m. and a world premiere on Thursday in Hill Auditorium. Ed Sarath explains.
This is going to be amazing. So we have 90 voices, 20 strings, jazz faculty soloists, Bob Hurst, Jerry Allen, me, Andrew Bishop, Mike Gould. And then we have 12 Indian dancers doing a kind of a classical Indian dance slash contemporary stuff. And a lot of people on that stage.
The celebration concludes on Friday with Jerry Allen.
Yep, she received a very prestigious teaching award from the university last year, the Harold Haw Studio Teaching Award for Excellence in Private Teaching. And as such, she's required to do a recital slash presentation. So she'll be talking a bit about, you know, what she's playing and hopefully, you know, explaining a bit about the pieces she's going to choose to play. But yeah, that's a free concert. You can come and hear Jerry Allen for free at Stamps Auditorium Friday night. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Detroiter Jerry Allen. Ellen Rowe and Ed Sarath imagined the possibilities for jazz studies at the University of Michigan in the next 25 years.
Jazz is at the center, and I'm not just talking about in the building, I'm talking about in the jazz is in the curricular, cultural, and organizational center of the school. That's going to be my...
That's your goal for...
That's my goal.
It's a great goal, and it's the way it should be. I mean, jazz musician has all the skills. I mean, they're the complete musician. They compose, they improvise, they perform on their instruments. They're a perfect model for what a, you know, complete musician ought to be.
For details on the 25th anniversary celebration of jazz studies at the University of Michigan, visit the events section of our website, wemu.org.